Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He's an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time, most of which is in Beechcraft Bonanzas and Barrens.
Hi, I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts for the Florida Aviation Network. And I want to welcome you to the 48th annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo in Lakeland, Florida. If you've been here already this week and are watching us, that's great. I'm glad you had a good time, I'm sure. And if you're coming later in the week, that would be great, too. Today is partly cloudy, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, but still it's an air show. So how can you not have a good time unless you're at Sun and Fun? So welcome. The Florida Aviation Network does these live interviews like you're about to hear with several different aviation personalities throughout the week. And we're broadcasting from a studio live and in the clear from this CFAA, Central Florida Aerospace Academy High School building on campus at Sun and Fun. So it's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm delighted to be your host today. And I wanted to mention that we have a lot of volunteers that help at Sun and Fun and make the event safe and fun for us to do. Far too many volunteers to mention by name, but one special group of volunteers is the Civil Air Patrol cadets. And so they're more than just, Civil Air Patrol is more than just a group of young men and women out there making sure that we remain safe and directing people and the like. Civil Air Patrol is a leadership program for young people and gives them discipline and organization and many other things. And joining me today is Cadet Major Anya Kratz, and she is a high school senior at Venice High School and a very dedicated Civil Air Patrol cadet and one who's been in leadership for a while. 6 years in Civil Air Patrol, Anya?
Yes.
Very good. So it's been quite an endeavor starting at age 12 is the earliest I think you can get in, so that was probably the age you started, and now 6 years later, here you are, the cadet major. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and for your role here at Sun and Fun this week, you're the cadet commander for the Sun and Fun event. Is that the correct statement?
Good. Yes, it is.
And how many cadets are working with you and for you during this event this week?
So we have a different number of cadets each day. For the first part of the week, we have about 45 cadets each day, but jumping up to Saturday, we have about 130.
130.
So we're going to have a drastic increase in the amount of little cadets that you see running around out there.
And they're not all little. They're young adults. That's
correct.
All. Yeah.
Yes. We have, you for this program, you have to join before you're the age of 18, and then you can stay in until you're 21 years old. So we have a lot of cadets from the age of 12 to 18 and all the way to 21 here, which is a great range of ages for all ages to learn about aviation as well as to grow confidence in talking to the public and really getting our name out there as well.
Talking to the public like you're doing right now, as a matter
absolutely.
Of fact. That's good. And so, see, it isn't as terrifying as what you may have thought it is. It's pretty simple. It's just a few of us here and then a whole bunch of people watching on TV at some place. So that's good. That's good. So 30 to 45 cadets each day until the weekend, and then your troops swell to a much larger number. What kind of things do you do here at Sun and Fun that helps assure safety and organization of the event?
So for the during the day, we do mostly security on some of the flight lines, some of the taxiways, as well as during the night shows and during the other air shows, making sure everyone stays out of areas that airplanes are directly going to start up in, from all of the prop wash and stuff like that, to not let any other people, the general public, get in the way of that. And staffing the night air shows is a great way to get a front seat row in front of all of the public.
Yes, indeed.
So having that, giving those cadets that that opportunity to work an event, work Sun and Fun. I think this is my fifth year working Sun and Fun as a cadet specifically. So getting those cadets to get out into really looking at the operational side of airports is a great thing because you can think about it in everyday life as well.
Indeed, indeed you can. Well, that's good. So all these volunteer efforts to keep us safe, and although airplanes are generally fairly safe vehicles, but if they're on the ground and people are walking around, there is danger inherent with what they're doing. So you and your cadets are making sure people don't blunder into a spinning propeller or walk past a taxiway into a secure area, and guiding and directing people and the like. And so, well, thank you for all the efforts that you and your wonderful cadets do. Why so many more on the weekend? Because there's more people here? Is that what, and more airplanes?
That and in the fact that all of our cadets are mostly in school. So all of us are either middle school, some of us are middle school, high school, college students. So in order to be here for the entire week, we have to take off of school.
I see.
So the second weekend is, again, bigger. And it's just a lot more fun for cadets to come and experience it during the weekend without having to take away from their academics a little bit.
So back at Venice, where you live, or nearby where you live, you have a number of cadets in your squadron, is it?
Yes.
And how many cadets is that?
So we have about 30 cadets in the Sarasota Cadet Squadron.
And their squadron commander is?
Our squadron?
Other than you. Okay,
yes.
Good. And so, obviously, starting 6 years ago, you have progressed in the organization into more and challenging leadership roles. And so this is like the top of the heap, if you will? Is it the top position you can be in? Very good. Do you have aspirations to continue in the military after you get through high school?
Yes, once I plan on graduating high school, I plan on going into the Navy Reserves, hopefully as a hospital corpsman, and then maybe working with the Marines as a medic. So I definitely have some more military aspirations I'd like to continue.
Well, good. That's great. Well, thank you for what will soon to be your service to our country. It's actually service to our country and to our community now as in the Civil Air Patrol. Well, that's great. So graduating, what, this May, June?
Yes,
so
May.
next month. Wow, that's scary.
Not at all.
Out into the world. Not for you. Okay, good for you. It sounds like it's not scary for you because you've got your plan ahead of you, don't you?
Absolutely.
So you finish in May and you start training with the Navy Reserves in August?
Yes.
And you'll be off to, what'd you tell me, Chicago, right?
Yes.
So training with the Navy there. Well, not in August. It won't be cold in August. How long for the training there?
It's going to be between the training for a medical and basic training, it's going to be about 23 weeks put together.
So 23 weeks, half a year. So you go from August into the cold time. Yes. You're exactly right. It will be cold in part of there. But you said you grew up in the Baltimore area, so you knew something about cold and winter there, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's great. So training to be a corpsman, that would qualify you as what, an EMT?
Hopefully.
Okay. That'll be part of the training to be get that. So you'll be able to help people in emergency situations, help save lives. That'll be good. That'll be good. Well, we've talked about the specific event here that you're supporting as a cadet in the Civil Air Patrol. Tell me a little bit more, a broader look at the Civil Air Patrol. What's in it for young people, and why would they want to join, and what would they do if they got in?
So Civil Air Patrol is about every opportunity that a young person can want. We have it. So we have anything from our Cyber Patriot team, which focuses on a more technical side. So how to defend a network and other things. We also have competitions through that. So it's a really great program for the more computer-based people. And then we also have, obviously, aviation, why we're here at Sudden Fun. So cadets can have, under the age of 18, 5 free flights in either a Cessna 172 or 182, which is a great advantage for cadets to have those free flights instead of having to pay to go to a flight school. We also have search and rescue. So that's my big thing in Civil Air Patrol is search and rescue. I recently taught at the search and rescue school in Indiana, so it was a lot of fun to actually go out and help cadets train in order to save lives. So going out when there's a downed aircraft or if there's an emergency location transmitter going off, which is especially good in Sudden Fun because we have planes landing hard all day. So it's a lot of fun to do that and help cadets actually think about things with a more operational mindset as well. We also have a leadership side to Civil Air Patrol. So coming up this summer, we have an encampment. Every state has a different encampment. I happen to be picked for the cadet commander of this year's encampment. So encampment is basically when cadets go away for a week on a military base. This year it's taking place in Stark, Florida, which is about 3 hours north of us here in Lakeland. And that's a way for cadets to go through a mini boot camp in a sort of way. It's run completely by cadets, so all of the interactions that those students have are with cadet staff members. And it's a way for cadets to not only go through their followership, but also go on to their leadership and developing those skills and developing the teamwork between people and how to create a team and how to make them work together. So we do things like rappelling, going through different obstacle courses, as well as going through different orientation flights. Hopefully we're going to have something on a KC-135 or a C-130 up there this summer, which will be pretty cool because we haven't done it in a few years.
That'll be great. So you've gone to these encampments as a cadet before in the leadership position in other previous years?
Yes, this will be my ninth encampment.
Ninth encampment, wow. And you've only been in 6 years, so you've done more than one some years.
Yes. So in Florida, we are one of the two states that has two encampments a year, so both a winter and a summer. And ironically, the other state that has two encampments is Alaska. So you can imagine going up there and staying on a military base in Alaska for a week.
Kind of imagine that. Have you done that?
I have not. I planned on going, but COVID shut it down.
Oh, that's maybe too bad, but maybe it certainly stayed warmer staying here during the COVID time and not going to Alaska in the wintertime. Well, that's good. So, gosh, it looks like there's a lot of opportunities for young people in Civil Air Patrol. A lot of your friends in high school, I imagine, are in your squadron?
So I live about an hour south of my squadron. Originally started off in Venice Squadron and moved to Sarasota to gain more opportunities, not only within the squadron, but within our group, which is made up of about seven different squadrons.
Oh, okay.
And that being through search and rescue and through the different classes you can take at a smaller level. So I don't live particularly close to my squadron, so it's quite a drive for me, so okay. Not really.
Okay, well, that's understandable. I've given your logistics there. I can understand that. So you said you were talking a little bit about search and rescue, so I've interviewed one other person with the Civil Air Patrol a couple of days ago, and he was talking just a little bit about the search and rescue effort and how that whole process works. From your perspective, what happens when an airplane doesn't show up when they're expected to or is reported to be down somewhere? How does the Civil Air Patrol get involved, and what happens in what order?
So first, when if there's a plane that hits the landing too hard, or if there's a plane that trips their emergency location transmitter, I believe we can directly go out and because we have it goes on a certain frequency, and we mostly monitor that frequency, especially here. We had a false alarm of an emergency location transmitter the other day.
So if I'm not mistaken, the way that works is an emergency locator transmitter, or ELT, as pilots often refer to it, is based on an accelerometer, and that if it has a quick and sudden stop, like in a crash, for instance, then the ELT transmitter is triggered and it sends out a signal, a broadcast signal, which you can follow or lead yourself to give them rescue. But that same thing can happen if a pilot unfortunately comes in and messes up on the landing and lands extremely hard and smacks into the ground. That could be enough sometimes to set off that ELT transmitter. So now you got a transmitted signal, hey, come rescue me, but there's really nothing to rescue.
Exactly.
Because
we have a lot of those.
The hapless pilot is on the ground safely, but with an airplane that has been stressed out a little bit, I imagine. So,
yes.
So that's often the case, is you get these false targets, but you have to chase them down anyway.
We do have to chase them down, or they're going to keep going off until we turn them off.
Indeed, indeed. But that's always a good news, because that the end result in that one is a pilot is safe on the ground, and there's no accident or incident to have to clean up after. So that,
absolutely.
But it's not always that way. So sometimes you get a signal out in the middle of nowhere, and you have to go find out if their airplane is down, if there are survivors, and if there are, that what you can do to help them. And then what does the Civil Air Patrol do in that case?
So we use a combination of urban direction finding, so actually using, if an airplane crashes, that ELT is still going to be going off. So using a combination of search techniques, so looking everywhere, things like that, as well as using the technology that we have to track that frequency in order to find that missing plane. So we are actually tasked those missions by either a superior or the Air Force or something like that, which they actually come out and ask us to help. And anyone who's qualified can then go on those missions with within an organizational level. So it's, we also do that as well as for missing people, say a dementia patient went out in a nursing home and, you know, they just wandered out into the woods. We also do things like that. So searching for missing people as well as downed aircraft, just any way that we can keep people safe that we try to do our best with.
Wonderful. What a fulfilling endeavor I'm sure it is for you and your colleagues in the Civil Air Patrol. Well, that's great. Anya, you said earlier that Civil Air Patrol cadets are offered 5 free flights in an airplane as flight instruction, I imagine,
yes.
Right? They don't just give you an airplane and say, go fly it if you want to. They bring you with an instructor.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that would be the best way, of course. Have you taken your 5 free flights or some of them?
I have. So at the age of 18, you can no longer take those free flights. You can apply for scholarships and things like that, which I plan on doing. But the cutoff age for those orientation flights, unfortunately, is 18.
And you happen to have reached that magic age already.
I have.
Okay. So did those free flights inspire you to become a pilot?
I'm currently working on going for ground school and getting my private pilot's license, as my parents were pilots. But my main focus is graduating high school and getting through Navy boot camp first.
Good for you. Focus on the education. That has to be primary in what you do. It's because it's going to give you a great foundation. But I think you've got some other competing interests, you told me, in your life that kind of keep you busy. What all is on your plate, Anya?
So I have anything from the competitive marksmanship team. I've shot competitively on air rifles for about 4 years now. I'm also a competitive sailor in a small boat, small, fast racing boat that does not sink, thankfully. I'm also a varsity athlete for water polo, so a kind of unusual sport in Florida, but it's a lot of fun. We get to travel a lot of different places just because it's such a rare sport in Florida.
Wow.
So I grew up being a swimmer, and it kind of just transferred to becoming on water polo.
I see. How big are the water polo teams? How many people on a team?
7 people on each side of the pool.
Yeah, on each side of the pool. Wow. And a lot of fun, I imagine. And so it sounds like competition is your middle name.
Possibly.
I think it is. Well, that's good. I mean, I can see where you enjoy doing each of the activities you're involved with. And obviously, you're very committed to the Civil Air Patrol. And I'm sure all of the cadets that work under you and work with you are pleased that you're such a good leader. So were you like born a leader, or did you become a leader through Civil Air Patrol, or some of each?
Through a combination of all of the experience that I've had through Civil Air Patrol, through the Marine Corps JRTC, as well as acting. I did acting for a very long time. So Civil Air Patrol is great for developing younger people, and not only public speaking, but how to have confidence in yourself, how to portray yourself to other people. And that's one of the main things that I think Civil Air Patrol is good for, as well as how it has helped me develop myself, as well as the view of the public from Civil Air Patrol.
Well, you certainly seem to have an air of self-confidence with you, and that's always a good thing, and it's going to serve you well as you continue your journey through adulthood. This is great. You mentioned acting in plays or in...
Yes, I did theater acting for 9 years.
For 9 years? Wow, starting as a child prodigy then. Well, good for you. What was one of your favorite roles?
Oh, I can't say that.
Can't remember. Okay, all right, that's good. That's good. So all these wonderful activities that you're doing, you must be a very busy young woman. I can't see that you have any time for play other than the playing and the water polo and the like. But this is great. So in back to Civil Air Patrol again, you mentioned Cyber Patriot Team.
Yes.
And what do they do? Actual computer programming or?
So they work with different teams and they do competitions throughout the state, and I believe it's at a national level as well. But they work together with defending different networks and different things in a computer. And they work against different teams, not only in Civil Air Patrol, but outside of Civil Air Patrol as well. So it's a great way to get cadets to be more technically or more computer savvy, although some of us already are in our day and age.
Yeah.
But it's a great time to just sit down and problem solving, which I feel that a lot of young people nowadays don't really have, which comes with a lot of things in Civil Air Patrol, problem solving. So Cyber Patriot's a great time to learn more technical stuff as well as to actually put your mind to something.
Indeed. Well, that's the story of the Civil Air Patrol as told by Anja from Venice, Florida. It's a great opportunity for young people to make a difference in their lives. Perhaps look up from the texting on the cell phone and get involved in leadership activities. Get involved in Cyber Patriot Team and various other things that you can do in the Civil Air Patrol. It's been good for Anya, and it's going to be good for many other people. And it's also good for the folks here at EA at the Sun and Fun campus, because they're out there helping with security and helping direct people around and keeping us all safe at Sun and Fun. So this has been a great time. Thank you so much for joining me today, Anya. And good luck in your future with the Navy and the Marine Corps, if that's where you end up in there. And in your future as a pilot, because it sounds like you're going to complete your pilot training one of these days and you'll be a private pilot along with all your other accomplishments. So from the Sun and Fun campus, the 48th annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo, I'm Ron Timmermans for the Florida Aviation Network. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you on the next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.